Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible. We repeat, this is an emergency. The unpleasant noise you hear on your radio receiver is not a mistake. Do not turn off your set, but turn up the volume as high as possible. This is an emergency.
Oh, it's almost nap time for Andy. Coming up next on 7 Second Delay, we heard Tony Williams and Red Mask from his album Angel Street. Rhodey did Stare Down a Cannonball. The Pastels, people say pastels, I don't know. Zoom from Sittin' Pretty. Andrew Kohlberg did Spiritual Cult Love Story. Thanks to Gus Bodenheim for messing up the CD sets. Child's Garden of Gus. We'll get them reprinted and you'll get yours if you're entitled to one. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org, especially if you want to be invited to be a contributor to the Wafecore Spotify playlist. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy. I'll be back next Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. This is WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org.
We can adjust your headphone volume later. You can just sit down. Don't worry. I'll work with you, buddy.
Okay, hold on, but it has to be a little louder. Hold on.
Okay. We are trying to do the Andy Goes to Sleep episode tonight. And just to explain how it's going to work, and this is why I'm...
It's already my favorite show.
I'm trying to talk very sedately. I don't want to get Andy all excited.
Yeah.
In about
I have so been looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Tell me about Glenn Jones. What was the record he broke here at the station?
He stayed awake doing radio.
He stayed awake.
Yeah.
That was the record. He stayed awake.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Easy peasy.
Yeah, what you're doing is completely
embarrassing.
Completely different.
180 degrees different.
You think that
anybody can stay awake?
On the air, on radio?
It happens a billion times a day all over the world. People are staying awake on the radio. Broadcasters all over TV. Broadcasters, every streaming broadcaster. Every radio broadcaster. What do they have in common, Ken?
You're getting a little excited. I think you should...
They're awake. Ratchet. That's what they have in common.
No, I agree. I agree completely with you.
But we're going to break new ground tonight.
We are. And how are we going to do that?
I'm going to sleep. I'm so looking forward to this.
And you think that you're pretty certain that you'll be able to fall asleep within 5 to 10 minutes?
Are you going to be on the air talking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then I'm pretty certain, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll be talking about really boring stuff.
Yeah. You're the secret ingredient.
With listeners.
Ken. Yeah.
Talking about New Jersey wildlife.
Yeah.
And
that's good. Whatever you want to talk about.
Boilers.
Ken, you can put the show into any gear you want. You can talk about anything you want.
Great. And I'll be asking for listeners' help to bore Andy into slumberland.
I've been with you for 32 years. You've never interested me yet.
Great.
There's nothing you could possibly say.
Well, tonight I'm going to be trying extra hard to be boring. And to...
I've never been more frightened in my life.
Talk.
We should warn listeners if they're operating heavy machinery,
yeah.
If they're driving,
mm-hmm.
They should pull over now.
Yeah, absolutely.
They should find a rest area.
Absolutely.
Because this is going to be bad. This is going to be slow.
Agreed. But once you're asleep.
Yeah.
Once you are asleep.
You do whatever you want.
Then we're going to pivot. We're not going to wake you up.
Yeah. Will you be drawing penises on my forehead?
Oh, that's a great idea.
You think that's a good idea?
Yeah. We didn't even think of that. Hang on a second. How do you spell penises?
Okay. Well, that would wake
on
me up.
Forehead?
F-O-K. Wherever you want, Ken. But okay. That would wake me up.
Well, not if we use a very soft, soft
marker. You could pour warm water onto my palm.
No, I don't want to do that. Water in the studio don't mix. But we can perhaps teach you Spanish.
Yeah.
With sleep learning episodes.
You know that old trick? It actually, kids do it at summer camp. If somebody's asleep, they lean in and they speak Spanish into one ear. And the kid who's sleeping almost always craps his pants.
I never heard that trick.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
It's an old camp prank.
What are they saying in Spanish?
It doesn't matter.
Really?
Well, you try it yourself. You'll see if try it tonight.
Well, I can't talk.
It doesn't always work.
I can't talk in my own ear. When I'm falling asleep.
Oh, Kenny. My beautiful Kenny.
You want my wife to talk into my ear and see if I...
I don't know. I can't even follow what you're saying.
Soil the bed.
I don't even know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you're already yawning and stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't you lay down?
Oh, this is too good to be true.
Why don't you go
this
ahead?
This is a dream.
Yeah.
This is a dream show. I dreamt about this show.
We've got two microphones for
There's
you.
There's nothing you or the listeners could say that would keep me awake.
I've got,
and I'll tell you why. I don't care. That's the secret. I don't care what they have to say. I don't care.
No, that's quite clear. You never have.
I know.
Yeah. So tonight...
If this is a success, can we repeat it?
It depends how it goes. See, what I want is...
Oh, my God, am I tired.
I want you to sleep and snore. I want to be able to
broadcast. Well, there's no guarantee I'll snore. I'm told that I snore. Bethy says it takes me a few minutes.
Yeah, Bethy says anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes after sleeping before you start snoring.
She should know.
And we know that you like hearing Shakespeare. Interestingly enough, this is something brand new I just learned about you today.
And how many minutes after I start snoring does Bethy become bitter and resentful?
Does Bethy become
bitter? Does Bethy regret marrying me? How many minutes after I snore?
I didn't ask her that.
No, the answer is 4.
4 minutes after you start? All right. See, we have a call now.
Oh, God.
I'm not even going to take it.
No, don't take it.
Because tonight's a very special show.
It is a very, very special edition of 7 Second Delay.
It's like the 4:30 movie. It's like...
I don't know that reference.
Diary of a Teenage Prostitute.
What the hell are you babbling about now?
It's a very special episode.
This is the kind of thing I need you to be doing for an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing.
All right, let me
that after-school special stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. You go, girl.
All right.
You were born to do this. You were born to put your friends to sleep.
Talk about after-school special.
Yeah, that's perfect. It comes naturally to you.
Yes. We're going to talk about wildlife in New Jersey.
Okay.
Gypsy moths. And
what kind of wildlife in particular?
Fisher cats.
What are they?
What are fisher cats?
Yeah, are they indigenous to New Jersey?
Well, they're coming back, baby.
What are they? Oh, wait, are they little insects?
No, they're a member of the weasel family.
Well, who isn't?
bobcats.
Yeah.
Coyotes.
Yeah. Wait, coyotes are indigenous to New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, we have coyotes here. There was some kid was attacked by a coyote.
Oh, okay.
And
so there's a good and bad to them.
Warren County, well, is that good or bad?
Well, it's a kid.
Being attacked.
Well, look, I've met enough kids to know.
So you're a
coyote did us a favor.
Well, he didn't kill him.
Yeah.
Kid's sister saved him.
Really?
Yeah.
The kid's sister intervened?
Yes.
What did the kid's sister... Well, this is an interesting story. Now I'm awake. Damn you, Ken. Damn you to hell. You stumbled backwards onto an interesting story.
I'm sorry.
How did the sister save her brother? With a stick?
I think she charged the coyote and, like, kicked at it until the coyote let him go.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wait, what town did that happen in?
Happened around, somewhere around Lake Hopatcong, I think, or Blairstown, somewhere up in the northwest of Jersey.
That's a good sister. I wonder if my sister would do that.
Yeah.
Every listener should pause right now and ask themselves, would my sibling do that, have done that?
Oh, would Risa have done that?
Would she have?
I think young Risa might have, but I think once she got to know you really well, not so much. What do you think?
Would you have... Okay, how about this, Ken? You and me, we're walking through the woods.
Okay.
It's just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
A coyote attacks me.
Yeah.
I've got a coyote... chomping on my leg.
Yeah.
I'm on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Now he's going for my torso.
Yep.
It looks bad.
Yeah.
He's working his way up to my neck.
Yep.
What do you do?
I would kick the coyote until the coyote let you go. Because it's just a coyote.
I would be screaming this.
It's
Ken.
Not, yeah.
Ken, go get that kid's sister. Find that sister. She'll know what to do.
Why wouldn't you... Why wouldn't you just ask me to help you?
Because the sister is field tested. The sister's done it successfully.
The sister in that story I told you was only around 8 years old.
Well, now she might be 9 now.
I think I can kick harder than an 8-year-old girl.
And there's a show for you.
Just a coyote.
Who can kick harder than an 8-year-old girl? All right, can I go to bed now?
Now, if it was a bear, I wouldn't help you. If it was a wolf, I don't think I would help you. But fox or coyote,
wait, how do you know the difference between a wolf and a coyote? I mean, without asking it.
Wolves are bigger and bushier. Coyotes look more like dogs.
You know what you'd never hear me say?
Longer snouts.
You'll never hear this from me.
What?
I'm a goner, Ken. Save yourself. You're going to wait for me to say that. I'm not going to say it.
No, I wouldn't wait for you to say that.
You would assume that's what I meant by, hey, help.
Yeah. All right, time for you to lay down, my friend.
I will.
Andy brought a couple of blankets.
I will. And a pillow. And I have a pillow.
He doesn't have a sleeping bag. I know a lot of listeners were wondering, why does Andy Breckman own a sleeping bag? The answer is,
I don't think we do own a sleeping
bag. He doesn't. He does not own a sleeping
bag. I mean, we're not a camping family.
He was speaking metaphorically. But he does have headphones, so he will be able to hear us in the background. We'll be able to play him some Shakespeare radio dramas.
Yeah, they put me to sleep.
Because he says that helps him sleep a lot.
It does.
Yeah.
Shakespeare is used by a lot of hospitals. If they run out of, like during the war, if they run out of anesthesia, put on some Shakespeare. Henry V.
I believe it.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I believe it.
Patients go right to sleep.
Puts me to sleep.
Puts every ninth grader to sleep.
Yeah. And
did we do the Shakespeare bit?
Yeah, we're also going to be taking calls and trying to bore the hell out of Andy.
You can do whatever you want, honey. You go
so
for
you
it.
You go ahead. You just lay down.
Should I?
Yeah.
But then, wait, I won't have a microphone. This is goodbye then.
No, I have that mic over there.
What the hell are you talking about? You mean it's going to just be...
I have a mic that... Cause
is that where I put my head, just under that mic?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea.
But what if I want to say I'm still awake? Will you be able to hear me?
You just say it. Yeah, we'll pull the mic down towards your head. Yeah, no problem. Oh, I got to get some sleepy time.
I like Ken Jones, Glenn Jones. He's a friend. I'm a fan of his. But
yeah,
he got that record-breaking thing exactly wrong. This is how you break a record.
What, going to?
Yeah, staying awake. What the hell? What good does that prove? Everybody's awake.
No, it's true. Nobody's had a race to go to bed.
Yeah. I bet I could sleep. I bet you could sell out Carnegie Hall. I bet you could sell out a theater.
Yeah.
Right? 1,500 people, 2,000 people. Put them in the theater. Put a bed on the stage. A cot.
Uh-huh.
A cot on the stage.
Yeah.
Nap time with Andy Breckman.
I don't think we could sell it out.
Well, they'd have to be. You'd have to sell a bunch of those same-day tickets at Times Square.
I think if it was Bruce Springsteen, nap time with Bruce Springsteen.
That would be amazing, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
When Springsteen hits like 85, 86.
Yeah.
Nap to watch him take a nap. Would you pay money to watch Bruce Springsteen take a nap?
I might, yeah. Might.
Would you would you spend a little extra money for a VIP ticket?
No.
VIP tickets, they can go up on the stage very quietly, tiptoe up, take your shoes off, and lean in and kiss them on the cupola.
I'm in. Yep, that I would do.
A long line of people, 40, 50 people kissing Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, it's time for some Sleepy Time Lullaby music.
All right.
What the hell is that?
It's hard for me to sleep until someone says, I love you. Ken.
Everything you give to others.
Oh, I love you, Andy.
No, but I mean, somebody has to say it and mean it.
Oh, will somebody give us a call at
201? Beth is pretty good at pretending to love me.
201-209-9368 and put Andy to sleep.
Yeah, I just need someone to say I love you. Right, here we
Andy go. Just needs to hear a listener say, I love you, Andy. Sweet dreams. And then we can get on with the show.
Why don't you have all the listeners just kind of tuck me in like that?
Yeah, anybody wants to tuck Andy in, now's the time
sweet
to tuck him in.
Is a sweet thing to say.
Yeah, just say, I love you, sweet little Andy. Pleasant dreams, my baby. That's all we want.
Thanks, Ken. That kind of means a lot to me.
Yeah.
That's sweet. All right, here I go.
201-209. 9368. Andy's going to bed.
This is the best idea we ever had.
Hi, you're on the
what
air.
What's that?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, honey. Good night.
Good night, honey. Love you.
Love you too. Okay, sweet dreams.
That was there. That's what I needed.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hey, Andy. Are you ready to take a little nap?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep.
He's off mic, but he said, yeah, I'm going to sleep.
Oh, I heard him a little bit in the background. Well, we love you, Andy. You're going to learn a lot of great things.
He's getting ready to lay down, Zachary.
Oh, well, we're so appreciative of you doing this live on the air for us, Andy.
What the hell was that noise? Andy also has the WFMU sleep mask.
But I can't find it.
Aw. Everyone has that. That really makes you go to sleep fast.
Are you doing that, Zachary? I don't even know what's happening anymore. I don't know where the hell that came from. Wow, that was weird. I'm having an out-of-body radio experience myself. Andy, what the hell are you doing?
I have a sleep mask somewhere.
Your sleep mask is on your freaking forehead. It's on your forehead. He's walking around looking for a sleep mask.
That's a joke. Didn't you? You never get my jokes anymore.
You're not on mic, so.
Well, turn on that mic.
You the mic is on.
Are listening.
Oh, hey, turn off the mics. Wait, I got.
Turn off the mic.
I don't need it. They're my sleep mask.
Yeah, pull your sleep mask down. I have no idea where that is coming from. We're still looking for listeners to tuck Andy in. No, Andy, you have to sleep. Your mouth needs to be facing the microphone.
Let's all go down to Tammy's Tender Times.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Andy, you should be. Your mouth should be facing up. Do you always sleep with
you? You want me on my back?
You don't sleep normally on your back?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
This is WFMU. You're listening to the Tough Sunshine on WFMU. As you're flying through the air tonight, and I'm at home.
Oh, that's where it's coming from. Okay. That was Studio B. Night, night, sweet Andy. Pleasant dreams.
Hi, Andy.
Wish Andy a good night's sleep.
Hi, Andy. I hope you get the sleep you need. I love you.
We all love Andy.
Have a good night.
Thanks, caller. Andy's now laying down. I didn't realize that he slept on his stomach with his head buried in the pillow. But I've got the mic right next to him, so hopefully once he starts snoring, we will hear him. We're still hoping that listeners will tuck him in at 201-209-9368.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Don't talk too
hey,
loud.
Hey, it's Peter from Saranac Lake, New York.
Hi, Peter.
And Andy from the bottom of my heart. I love you. I love you with every fiber of my being. Just close your eyes and go off into dreamland now.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
There we go. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Everybody loves you very much, Andy.
I don't believe they do.
Oh, that's good. We can finally hear you.
I believe they love me, but I don't believe they love me very much.
No, they do. They really care. They're calling nonstop to tuck you in.
I don't believe a word.
Hi, you're on the air.
What's up?
All right, let's talk about the 4:30 movie. Sandy didn't understand before what I meant when I said tonight was a very special episode of 7 Second Delay. The 4:30 movie and TV movies in general would have very special episodes when the episode in question addressed some burning social issue. So Eve Plum, who was in the Brady Bunch, starred in a very special episode of a TV movie called Dawn, Diary of a Teenage Runaway, in which she ran away from home. Her parents were very mean to her. And, it was awful. She had to become a prostitute. But she also made friends with a very, very hot guy. And then there was a second very special episode called The Other Side of Dawn. But I think it was his name, like Eric, The Other Side of Dawn. And he was so damn hot that he also became a prostitute. He became a male prostitute. He had to get drugs for all these famous people in L.A. But his heart really belonged to Yves Blum. That's what I meant, Andy, when I was talking before about very, very special episodes. We're listening to lullaby renditions of Nirvana by the Lullaby Ensemble Rockabye Baby. And if anybody wants to talk about anything really boring now, we're trying to put Andy Breckman to sleep. I hear him breathing heavily. You can probably hear him breathing heavily too. Oh, darn it. That's very disruptive. We don't like dial tones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, I can sing a lullaby that my brother used to sing to me.
Oh, go ahead.
Go to sleep, you little creep. Shut your big bloodshot eyes. Sorry, that's all I remember.
That's it?
Yeah. I can't go any further, and yeah. I don't want to really continue singing on the air.
Yeah, that wasn't
too exciting.
That wasn't much.
I know, I know. But my smooth jazz voice should help.
Oh, it's definitely helping. Do you want to tell Andy how much you love him?
Andy, I love you so.
He's a good boy.
Huh?
He's a good boy.
He's a very good boy.
You know, he plays a jerk off, but he's really a very sweet, gentle boy.
I'm sure he is.
Oh, thank you.
Is he having very sweet dreams yet?
I think he is. He's very still. He does seem like he is going to sleep.
I'm doing the best.
He's not responding to anything. Should
he
say something?
He just said, "I'm doing the best I can."
I just play a jerk off on the radio.
Oh, now he's responding to things we're saying.
I'm a very sweet.
Oh no, just talk about boilers.
Okay, that's a good idea, Pam. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
It's a good time to talk about boilers because tonight WFMU is doing a very, very special boiler episode of Radio Ravioli from 9 p.m. to midnight tonight. Olivia and Scott Williams are going to be over at Mana Contemporary, a huge art gallery in the industrial portion of Jersey City. Oh, hang on. I have to feed my parking meter. Hang on a second. What was my zone? Oh, damn it. Oh, I have 3.5 minutes before I have to change my parking meter. My alarm was all messed up. Oh, we have time to take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, is this show pre-recorded or is it possible to get on the air?
No, we're all pre-recorded. I can't put you on the air.
Oh, man, okay, I thought this sounded familiar. Okay.
Yeah. Now, this cool. program was originally broadcast in May of 1996. Sorry. That sounded like Sam the Appraiser. I'm parked in zone 46140. If anybody wants to go feed my meter for me. Andy's on the floor trying to go to sleep. This is the Andy Sleep episode, part two, The Sleepening. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I have a book of baby names here with me.
Oh, great.
Would you like me to read all the baby names, starting from A?
Yeah, what's your name, by the way?
This is Nadia, the other Nadia.
Nadia, is this Nadia who did a radio show here?
No, it's the other Nadia.
It's Nadia the cartoonist, Nadia.
Yes, that Nadia.
Nadia, do you hear what I hear?
I don't hear anything.
Andy. Andy is snoring.
Oh, how wonderful.
He's actually, can you hear that? He's actually snoring. Oh my God. It's a dream come true.
Wow. you like me to read my baby name book?
Yes, read some baby names.
Okay. Adi is Hindi. It means child of the beginning. Alia is Arabic. It means form of Alia, meaning in ascender, one having the highest social standing. Arlen is American. It means woman with song. Ase is Norse. It means from the tree-covered mountain.
This is fantastic stuff, Nadia.
Thank you. It goes on for, like, many, many pages. But I should probably go so the next person can try their thing.
Okay. Thanks, Nadia.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've done it, my friends. Andy is asleep. He's actually snoring. Listen to this. I'm going to take the music down so you can really hear it. It's time for our sleep learning segment of the program, in which we try to improve Andy's behavior.
Everywhere you go, you experience happiness in
while he sleeps.
Spirit.
If you would like to call up and recite affirmations to Andy while he sleeps,
to others, makes you feel wonderful.
The number is 201-209-9368. We've got
helping others gives you immense pleasure. Helping others gives you profound joy. Helping those less fortunate gives your life greater meaning.
Oh my God, we're gonna turn Andy around.
In a quarrel, you allow both the concerned parties to express their points. In your workplace, you become more empathetic towards your colleagues.
I love reading stories.
It is easy for you to.
I am happy for other people when they do well. Celebrate my success.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Don't talk too loud. Andy's asleep.
I appreciate other people.
Oh. Okay. Oh my God. I don't know what this is.
Oh, Andy's asleep.
Other people.
We're trying to.
Okay.
We're trying to give him positive affirmations. So he's not such a.
Oh, okay. I'm a little bit negative.
You know how.
My husband's positive.
But you know how Andy's such a raving, raging asshole.
Yeah.
Now's our chance to change all that.
Okay.
So you can just repeat positive affirmations, and they'll go straight into Andy's subconsciousness.
Okay.
Chocolate too.
Okay.
But what you
is
want
that positive?
Is, you want things like, I shall not use people as props.
I always expect the very best thing
Okay. I will not lure children into my candy van anymore.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Okay. I will not kick kids.
Very good. I will not hit children.
I will not hit children.
I will not make child molestation jokes. Very much.
It's okay to feel upset sometimes.
Anymore.
All of my feelings are always welcome. If I'm feeling down, it will pass quickly.
Oh, I can refill my parking meter now.
Feelings can change.
Okay. Clouds can you hear me?
I can.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. Doggone it, people like me.
I have fun improving my abilities.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Deliver.
Is that good?
Deliver some sleep affirmations to Andy.
I am present.
Okay. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
Very good.
I enjoy each moment.
Love you, Andy.
I love you more, Andy.
I am skilled with new technology.
I love you more than she loves you.
That's not true.
It's, oh, you know.
I love you more, Andy.
I love Andy much more than she does.
I love Andy the most, ever.
However much you love Andy, double it, and I love him even more than that.
I have many.
In an alternative universe, I love him even more. I love him in every universe ever.
I love him in an infinity number of universes. Beyond.
I love him even in a black hole.
If there's a glass ceiling in the black hole, I love him on top of the glass ceiling.
I broke the ceiling.
Ideas.
And I am above that with my love.
I am a teenage prostitute, and I love Andy the most.
I will pray for you.
I am so naturally
and
happy.
Andy.
Oh, listen to him snore away.
Such a guy.
He's such a good little boy.
I am buzzing with
such a man.
Energy.
He's such a good little boy.
Do you want to hear something amazing?
Yes.
Andy actually had surgery.
Where?
In his throat.
To
solve his snoring problem.
Oh my God.
It didn't work, as you can hear.
That's horrible.
Man, he's so
poor
fast asleep.
Andy. He does sound a little bit like a freight train.
Okay, thanks for your call. Thanks for your positive affirmations.
I really care for the environment.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of Earth's plants.
Are you enjoying your sleep there, Brickman?
We are all sharing this planet together.
That was Sean from Edinburgh. He's not welcome on this program. You're on the air.
I love sharing
Andy,
this planet with
you are
with
a
others.
Fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. Go placidly amid the noise and waste. Remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires.
For a good time.
I listen to my gut feelings, my intuition.
555-1212 and ask for Ken.
remember what comfort is.
How I feel is very important. I have strong boundaries.
It is easy for you to be kind.
I say no if something does not feel right. I tell an adult if something does not
kindness,
feel right.
Compassion, tolerance, and forgiveness are the cornerstones.
If you're just tuning in, Andy's asleep.
I am high vibration.
That's him snoring. I kid you not.
Kindness eradicates from you.
Oh my God.
I have beautiful energy.
Matt Five-ish, if you're listening. When you enter the studio, please come in on tiptoe.
I am very wise.
Maybe we can keep him asleep until Honky Tonk Radio Girl comes on. Or maybe we can even keep Andy asleep.
I always think clearly.
Until the boiler episode of Radio Ravioli tonight. Just be very quiet.
I am very responsible.
Listening helps you in all aspects of life.
I love my community.
Hi, you're on the air.
The world is too full of evil, powerful, scary jerks to act like one. If you're not really a jerk, don't act like one. I have no need to act like an unpleasant, crass, misogynist, rude person in front of people who have to suffer in a world ruled by people like that.
Sing it, my friend.
Others are great friends to me.
Preach it. Oh, God. He was so good and he hung up.
I care about my family. My family cares about me.
Beth, if you're listening, now's your chance.
I am understanding towards others.
Others are noticing how caring you are.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken.
I am patient.
Jesus Christ, you're talking. Stop screaming. Good God, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with people?
Rely on me to be caring.
Why, you're on the air.
I am patient with myself.
Andy, I hope you get the help you need.
Very good.
I am the artist of my life.
See you as emotionally aware.
Anything is possible for me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Listen, I have some really bad news, but I just want you to be the one to let Andy know when he wakes up.
Yeah.
The Donald plane has died in a hot air balloon accident.
Hang on, you're talking so fast. Don McLean. And what happened?
Has died in a hot air balloon accident.
Don McLean has died. And odd, where did this happen?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, I'll tell Andy as soon as he wakes up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do it gently.
Okay,
I
will.
I am very generous.
Find it easy to approach you.
Sharing is caring.
People find it easy to share their feelings with you.
People are generous to me.
Hi, you're on the air.
I love you. Yeah, yeah. I love you. You're the meanest girl. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air. Andy's asleep.
Hi. I was wondering, Ken.
Yeah.
What do you think Andy's dreaming about right now?
I think he's probably having a TV nightmare. His body is very stiff. His left leg is kind of sticking straight up in the air and twitching a little bit. So I think he's dreaming that the network executives at CBS are rewriting his new script for Einstein. And they're telling him that he's not funny at all. It's a nightmare.
I wake up feeling refreshed and happy.
Thanks for calling.
I am abundant in every possible way.
The passionate viewpoint of a situation occurs to you naturally.
I am happy for the abundance of others.
Occurs to you quite easily and naturally.
Ah, you're on the air.
There is always plenty for everyone.
I love to give generous. Love within you. I promise.
You can talk a little louder than that.
I love to give generously to WFMU.
There you go.
I promise to give more of my money to this great station.
I will let Ken have a 20-minute soaking during the March Marathon.
I love giving so much. We'll give him 30 minutes.
20 minutes or 30 minutes is the ideal length of time for the marathon soak.
I have so much to give.
I have so much money. I can't take it with me. I will give all my money to WFMU.
The universe cares for you fully and completely.
I am confident to try.
What was I thinking? We should have an hour-long soak in March.
The world is beautiful.
WFMU.
I am able to concentrate.
Is the greatest institution that mankind has ever known. I must not be stingy with it.
The world needs you.
It's fun to learn and acquire new knowledge.
I must leave all my assets to WFMU.
Today. Every day.
I am always excited to learn more. I love
through
to extend my mind.
Your world expands beyond all boundaries.
Why, you're on the air.
I love to think of
me. Hey, it's you, dummy.
Expand your compassion on our planet.
There we go. Because I know how you. what I'll say.
Practice makes perfect.
Picks. Or it didn't happen.
Kindness wherever you go.
I'm gonna take another picture.
Every day I am better in every way.
Today, you will practice your listening skills.
Good advice when it feels right.
Being compassionate is a high priority in your life.
I love to use my marvelous imagination.
Being considerate is one of the top priorities in your life.
I love feeling inspired to imagine freely.
Should we teach Andy Italian?
Being free of arguments has made you much happier.
I always do the best I can from where I am with what I have.
Being free of selfishness comes naturally to you.
I am delighted to be on this planet at this time in history.
Being generous is one of the top priorities in your life.
I respect my elders.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Kevin.
To talk louder, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, I'm in London. Is this the longest time you've ever been with Andy and he hasn't said a single word?
You bet.
He purrs like a kitten. He's putting me to sleep.
I know, it's incredible.
It really is. You should record it and sell it.
Oh, it's all being recorded.
I mean, yeah, no. Of the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
joyful. I shine with joy in every cell of my body.
Compassion is a force of nature that grants you have confidence in yourself.
I glow with vitality. To the entire universe.
You're committed to making the world a better place by staying true to your goals.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
It feels great to use my
Welcome to the light. The finishing time.
To
the longest runner that stops on the corner, but I won't give up all the lights up to others. Good night.
You give to others openly. Great,
my manners are powerful.
Loving energy.
I am grounded in the loving energies of the earth.
You greet every person with a silent wish that great joy be in their life.
I will not chew gum on the air. Chewing gum on the air is repellent.
Go with that. Keep going with that. That's good. That's good stuff.
Chewing gum on the air makes me nauseous. I will not chew gum on the air.
Keep going.
Chewing gum on the air is disgusting.
Yeah, it really has to sink
in. I will never chew gum on the air again. And I will put a weight on my restless leg. Keep it from moving.
Great stuff. Keep going.
I will listen to all my listeners and love them and appreciate them for calling.
And remember their names, too.
And remember, I will say their names at least twice when I'm talking to them.
I will thank them for calling.
I will thank them for calling, and I will not chew gum in between.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you, Pam. There's a reason why Pam is president of this program.
You have a genuine, heartwarming smile
every day. Oh, Matt Fiveash is going to come in soon. I need to unplug Andy's headphones. Oh, this is great.
You have a loving heart and an open mind.
I can't wait to get out of the studio and have Andy wake up with me not here. Oh, that's going to be so great. This is WFMU.
You have an abundance of kindness to give.
East Orange. This is WMFU Mount Hope.
You have a never-ending supply of kindness.
In New York City.
Standing for humanity.
And Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Matt, do me a favor. Unplug Andy's headphones over there. You see the extension cord?
You.
Yeah, just unplug.
Have an extremely beautiful heart.
Great. All right. Andy's headphones are dead now. So Matt can start his show.
You have an open mind and accept others' differences. Every day, you find a need. You have a talent to show the right amount of empathy in any situation.
Thank you, everybody who called in. This has been a very, very special episode of 7 Second Delay.
You have a warm and caring heart.
It's the episode in which Andy fell asleep and snored for almost the entire show.
Healthy foods are delicious.
And yet, he did not become a teenage prostitute. Stay tuned.
I am a great listener.
Coming up next.
You have faith in the innate goodness of people.
It's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
I am heard and understood.
Followed by Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
And your finely tuned listening skills.
At 9 o'clock, Radio Ravioli is broadcasting live from the Boiler Room at Mana Contemporary Art Gallery.
You have confidence in your emotional judgment
in Jersey City. Stay tuned.
My voice deserves to be
Nobody heard. Wake up Andy.
You have great empathy and understanding for others. You have great empathy for the challenges people face every day.
Smile. You spread positive energy into the world.
I wake up excited every morning for the wonderful day ahead.
You have infinite capacity
everywhere
for love and affection.
You experience happiness in mind, body, and spirit.
I trust my instincts.
You have the ability to feel an affectionate warmth for all beings.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I'm gonna sing a little song, but you mustn't get mad, for I mean you no wrong. Oh, it's tight like that. Oh, it's tight like that. Boy, you hear me talking to you? I know it's tight like that. I went to see my gal, she lives across the hall, and I found a new mule kicking round in my store. Oh, it's tight like that. Oh, it's tight like that. Partner, you hear me talking to you? I mean, it's tight like that. I love a gal, she sure is slender and slim. When she's strutting her stuff, why, just too bad, Jim. Oh, it's tight like that. Yes, it's tight like that. I does. Boy, you hear me talking to you? I mean, it's tight like that.
My particular used to been tapping that thing. Great God, my been tapping that thing. Great God, my every morning at 8, you can hear me tapping that thing. Tapping in the morning while I tap that night. Tap that thing, I done tapped the jailbreak. Been tapping that thing. Great God, my been tapping that thing. Great God, my every morning at 8, you can hear me tapping that thing. I went to the front door to get a shine. Said go to the back door and get it from behind. Been tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, been tapping that thing. Great God Almighty, every morning at 8, you can hear me tapping that thing. Oh, tap it down, boy. Tapping that thing is easy to do. I got that thing for my particular use. You been tapping that thing. Good God Almighty, oh, tap that thing. Got in my every morning at 8, you can hear me tapping that thing. I done told you once, I done told you twice. Don't be messing around here with my wife. You been tapping that thing. Great God in my own, tap that thing. Every morning at 8, you can hear me tapping that thing. Why my shoe, you why your sock? You hear Yank Rachel, how he play that bark.